Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 338. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you, as always, for listening and for supporting me. And today, I really, really, really mean it, because today, not only am I amped, of course, to release this episode, I think it's going to really resonate with you, and I think you're really going to relate to it. But today, I'm also amped, after literally almost one full year in the making, to release unbothered.com. I'd be so grateful right now if you check it out. Just go over to your browser, enter unbothered.com. The fact that I was even able to get that domain is a miracle. But today, I'm excited to release the project. It's called Unbothered, and it is a line of scented candles, unlike any other. Candles. I don't know if you saw that coming. I've been teasing this for a couple months now, and no one guessed that it was candles. But fun fact about me, I'm a big candle guy. Anytime I'm doing writing or podcasting, or I'm taking a bubble bath or eating a croissant, I probably have a candle lit somewhere. I like candles. I like the smell. I like the scent. I like the ambiance. And I created Unbothered candles because I wanted to do something different. So I released a line of 5 scented candles, and each scent corresponds to an emotion, a way that you deserve to feel. And I worked with a perfumer to do this. I have a perfumer now in my life. What an adult thing to have. And I worked with them to create a custom ingredient mix for each candle, for each scent, for each emotion. And those are the emotions that I chose are unbothered, grateful, worthy, hopeful, and self-made. But there's more to it. And this is where I think you're really going to realize these candles are different. Each candle includes a short guided meditation that corresponds with the scent. And the meditation, I created it, I voiced it, I did it, and it takes you through the scent to really help you feel the way you deserve to feel. So you light the candle, you play the meditation, and you feel that feeling, the scent, the emotion that you chose, your inner peace. So I'm so excited for you to check these out. I'm, of course, running a big sale right now to celebrate the launch. You could head over to unbothered.com, pick up a couple. They're great for the fall, of course. And also, they ship really fast, same day before 12 noon CST, or within 24 hours if it's after that. But seriously, thank you so much for supporting me. It would mean the absolute world if you like what I do, if you appreciate the content, to pick up a candle or 2, or even 5. I am running a special on the all 5 bundle. But thank you so much. It's unbothered.com. The link is in the description of the episode. It's the link in my Instagram bio. The link is plastered on my forehead if you see me walking around Chicago, but it's everywhere. But enough of that. Seriously, just thank you so much for at least checking it out if you like candles. But today, let's podcast. Let's talk about the title, Ghosted. One word, ghosted, period. It's lots of emotional angst associated with one small little word. And I wanted to do this because this topic comes up every time I do an interview, every time I open up my DMs. It's like it's become a rite of passage for everyone these days. I don't know how we got here, but this is the world we live in, being ghosted by someone. And I've done episodes on this topic before. If you want, go back and listen to my episode titled Confessions of a Ghoster, because in that episode, I got into why someone might ghost you. I go into the fact that I found from my own life, from my own experience, that more times than not, someone ghosts because they are unsure. It's not because necessarily they found someone better, because you blew it. That does happen, sure, but the majority of times, someone ghosts, it's because they themselves are unsure. They ghost because they don't know if they're ready for a relationship and the prospect freaks them out. They ghost because they don't know what they want in a partner and they're confused and they're uncomfortable. They ghost because they're scared of commitment. Not with you necessarily, but just in general. Or they ghost because they're embarrassed to say they just want to be single. They change their mind. And so I released that episode, I think, a couple months back at least, and I still get DMs about it every day. It's helped a lot of people, it seems. So I have a better understanding of why someone might ghost you, why someone ghosts in general. But today I want to move past the why. I want to be more practical. It's, you've been ghosted, now what? What should you do? What should your resolve be? Should you be angry? Should you have like a vendetta against that person or anyone who resembles that person? Should you call it quits? Should you get off the apps? Should you retire from dating? What should you do? And I've got a couple thoughts here, like a description of a mindset that I think you should have following this in reaction to being ghosted that I think will really help you react in the most compassionate, confident way possible. So that's what I want to talk about briefly here, and I'll get right into it. So here, the headline is, if you're on the receiving end of being ghosted, lots of empathy, because that sucks. I'm sorry, that sucks. But to my point in the episode Confessions of a Ghoster, that person should be embarrassed, not you. They should be embarrassed for saying one thing, but actually meaning or wanting another. Or they should be embarrassed for saying one thing, changing their mind, but not having the guts to tell you. There's no world, no matter how tempting it might be, where you should feel embarrassed for their actions. You should feel no. There's no world where you should feel guilty for their actions. Seriously, that's a reality we need to let sink in. They should be embarrassed, not you. So that's the first thing. It's very important. They're the one who should be embarrassed. They're the ones with their fly down, with something in their teeth, not you. In fact, you look pretty damn good right now if you think about it, because you were willing to try. Maybe you were even willing to be the first one to try, the first one to care. I did an episode on that the other week on this idea of why you should care more, right? Because you cared. You showed care maybe first. And because of that, you show that you're in control of your life. And what's more attractive than being in control? I don't know. But in the instance of someone ghosting you, that's pretty unattractive if you ask me, and they should be embarrassed for that. So you look pretty good. You were willing to try. You were willing to communicate. You showed up. You were honest. And that person simply did not. And you standing next to them makes you look pretty amazing. But again, our human nature tends to ignore that like very practical fact in favor of self-doubt, in favor of, did I do something wrong? Was I not enough? Was I not enough to get their attention? Was I not enough to keep their attention? Oh, this happened again. Clearly, this is me. This isn't the first time. And so on and so on. We can go into that thought process. But again, the idea with this episode is less on dissecting why someone might ghost and more with giving you a resolve to move on. And in the case of being ghosted, there's really, I think, only one realization we should have. And I don't know about you, but it really fires me up because unlike a lot of things in life where it's like, oh man, things aren't black and white. Things really aren't that simple. It's not a yes. It's not a no. It's somewhere in between. In the case of being ghosted, the reality is simple and it's as follows. It's that if someone doesn't want to be with you, they're not right for you. That's it. If someone doesn't want to be with you, they are not right for you. And no matter how much you try to rationalize it or overthink your role in them ghosting you or someone ghosting you, whatever it may be, someone who ghosts you without a doubt, 100%, they don't want to be with you. And you are an adult. You've learned a lot. You've created standards for yourself. You've created boundaries for yourself. You've overcome a lot in your life. You've healed a lot in your life. You've created closure for yourself in your life. You're that person. And with that in mind, you don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, right? You've done all those things, and you're not going to want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, right? Question mark? It's a question. I think sometimes we literally need to ask ourselves that because we get so caught up in the what ifs, maybe caught up in like trying to convince them otherwise or for one more chance or whatever it may be. Sometimes I think we literally need to ask ourselves that. Do I want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me? Do I want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me? Hell no. Of course not. Of course not. And I think we need to make it that simple. It goes back to all of the episodes I've done, all the quotes I've hung up around the streets of Chicago on the idea of chasing. The idea that you should never have to convince someone to choose you. You should never have to convince someone to want more with you. It's the same thing. But in the case of ghosting, things are even more clear. You shouldn't have to convince someone to not ghost you. That's a crazy thought. Things are really clear in the case of ghosting. Like, contrast that with a relationship. In a relationship, sometimes things are very ambiguous. Like, what does it mean to choose someone and they choose you? What does consistent action and thoughts and feelings look like? Things can be ambiguous, and it's tough to know what's wrong, what's not wrong, is your standard too high, what is the issue? But in the case of ghosting, it's like, Your Honor, the evidence speaks for itself. You know, someone who ghosts you, that is someone who you had something with, however brief it was, someone who leaves you hanging purposefully because they didn't have the courage to voice why they changed their mind, that evidence is overwhelming, and the jury has made their decision. That person is not for you because they didn't want to be with you. And of course, yeah, that stinks. It stings to have someone so overtly express that they don't want to be with you. But I'll take that sting, I'll take that realization any day over dissecting ambiguity. Because ambiguity is even more tough than being ghosted. Like, trying to make sense of someone, trying to figure out what's the best move. That's tough. Like, let's say you're dating someone and that person tries and then doesn't try. They're hot and then they're cold. They're consistent, they're inconsistent. They have mixed signals, then they don't. Dealing with someone who has multiple love languages or complicated attachment styles, that's tough because that requires a lot of introspection and communication and effort, and it's a very gray area. What's right? What's wrong? I don't know. But in the case of being ghosted, there's none of that. There's no overthinking. There's no dissecting. You have the answer, frankly, right in front of you. They just don't want to be with you. And yeah, of course it stinks, but you can move on with confidence when you have a truth like that that is just so glaringly obvious. And I hope, in a sense, that makes it easier for you to move on. It might not make it easier for you to stomach it, but it should make it easier for you to move on. That's the purpose of this episode. And by the way, if you're listening and you're like, well, shit, Case, that's helpful, but actually, hand up, I'm the one who tends the ghost. My reaction to that would be, I feel you. I've done it. I've been there. And this isn't meant to shame you. It's meant to show you the clarity of why you did what you did. No matter how much you try to rationalize why you did it, why you ghosted someone else, you know, you might say, oh, I didn't want to hurt them. I was confused, whatever. It shows that at the end of the day, you did not want to be with them. Yes, you should have communicated. Please don't do it again. But know that if you carry through with ghosting someone, no matter how much you might look back and be like, I regret that because I really did like them. I think the reality is, with clarity here, that you didn't. You ghosted, and that act tells you everything you need to know. In the same way, to the topic of this show, it tells the other person the same thing. So realize that. But back to you. If you've been ghosted, to summarize, they should be embarrassed. You should be proud of yourself that you tried, that you were willing to try. And again, that makes you look pretty damn good standing next to someone who kind of chickened out. And also realize that looking forward, not everyone is going to chicken out. Not everyone is going to ghost you. And even if you're caught, like currently, in a bad cycle, a groundhog day of being ghosted, not everyone will. And the resolve you have, the resolve you create for yourself following being ghosted, is what's going to make that fact true. And so, to wrap this up, I came up with a like five-sentence resolve, a five-sentence mindset that I think will be really helpful for you in reaction to being ghosted. It borrows from the 5 cents of the unbothered candle line, the 5 emotions of the candles that I believe are the 5 base emotions that everyone deserves to feel in their life. And so, in reaction to being ghosted, here's a quick mantra for each that I think you should repeat for yourself. Say it out loud. Make it your mantra. I'll post this somewhere, maybe on Instagram, so you could see it written. But here's what I came up with. This is your mantra. It's your mantra if you've been ghosted. It goes like this. It goes, I am unbothered by someone who doesn't have the courage to say how they feel. I am grateful they showed me their true colors today rather than sometime down the line. I am worthy of someone who chooses me in the same way I choose them. And I'm hopeful because I know that person exists. And I am self-made because I decide how to react to being ghosted. I am not unlovable. I'm self-made because my standard is higher than ever. My resolve is higher and stronger than ever. That's the mantra. Unbothered, grateful, worthy, hopeful, and self-made. To me, that gives me a lot of energy to be unbothered by someone who doesn't have the courage to say how they feel, to be grateful that they showed you today rather than down the line, to know that you are worthy of someone who chooses you in the same way that you choose them, and to be hopeful, of course, that that person exists. And in the meantime, to be self-made because you decide how to react to being ghosted. And I hope that feels energizing to you in some way. You combine that with kind of the logic I just went through about how to react to someone. And I hope it reminds you that, again, you have nothing to feel embarrassed about. You have nothing to feel guilty for. Really, there's nothing to overthink. It really is all on them. And how you react to someone else's insecurity, how you react to someone else's lack of courage, that will dictate, frankly, the coming months, the coming years of your life. The resolve you create for yourself is everything. Your resolve, I hope, is one where you love yourself even more coming out of being ghosted, where you respect yourself even more, where you raise your standards even higher. You become more and more unbothered by those flaws in someone else because you know what you're worthy of. You're grateful that that experience happened today rather than down the line. You're hopeful, you're optimistic for your future. And most of all, you're self-made because you decide how to react and you decide what to do next. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that was helpful for you. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd head over to unbothered.com right now. Check out the candles. I think you'll find that there really are unlike any ones you've had before, but I'd love it if you pick one up or a couple up again. It's unbothered.com, but that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for showing me so much love, as you always do. But that's it. And until next episode, I'm out.